We need a new definition of civil society, which answers the unanswerable questions posed by both the market forces and the governmental ones as to how we can have a society that fills us up again and makes us feel that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. The phrase "fills us up again" is particularly telling. In 1969, she had talked of how we needed politics to make hollow men whole. She seems to be suggesting that without a social cause or mission to fill her, Hillary's life and ours is empty and purposeless. Hillary has seemingly put pragmatic concerns ahead of everything else her whole life. But whenever she's given a chance to express herself honestly, the same urges come to the fore. Meaning, authenticity, action, transformation. The politics of meaning is, in many respects, the most thoroughly totalitarian conception of politics offered by a leading American political figure in the last half century. Hillary's views have more in common with the totalizing Christian ideologies of Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell than they do with the secular atheism such Christian conservatives ascribe to her. But they have even more in common with the God State progressivism of John Dewey, Richard Ely, Herbert Crowley, and Woodrow Wilson, and other left-wing Hegelians. Hillary's vision holds that America suffers from a profound spiritual crisis, requiring the construction of a new man as part of a society-wide restoration and reconstruction effort leading to a new national community that will provide meaning and authenticity to every individual. Hers is a third-way approach that promises to be neither left nor right, but a synthesis of both, under which the state and big business will work hand in hand. It is a fundamentally religious vision hiding in the Trojan horse of social justice that seeks to imbue social policy with spiritual imperatives. To better understand the politics of meaning, we should consider the career of Clinton's self-anointed guru, the progressive activist and rabbi, Michael Lerner. Lerner was born to non-observant Jews in New Jersey. His mother was the chairwoman of the State Democratic Party. A graduate of Columbia University in 1964, he received his Ph.D. from Berkeley, where he served as a teaching assistant to Herbert Marcuse and led the SDS. A fan of LSD, a progressive drug, he believed that taking the hallucinogen was the only way to truly understand socialism. The irony clearly escaped him. When his sister married a successful attorney, a number of prominent politicians attended the wedding. Lerner could not let such an opportunity slip by. He interrupted the festivities with a speech denouncing the guests as murderers with blood on your hands for not doing more to stop the war in Vietnam. When Cupid aimed his arrow at him, he told his paramour, "If you want to be my girlfriend, you'll have to organize a guerrilla foco first." A foco is a form of paramilitary cadre, pioneered by Che Guevara, much cherished in Marxist-Leninist theory, designed for lightning-fast insurrectionary strikes. When the two were married in Berkeley, they exchanged rings extracted from the fuselage of an American aircraft downed over Vietnam.